Hello, everyone. This would be a different story. I will take you to a nano world to see how nanotechnology works in our agriculture. And I don't know. My report from some results from our ongoing project. What's wrong? Biodegradable and pH responsive nanoparticles and nano delivery system in plants. Yeah. And for our agriculture, we always have some words to say. Firstly, the low use efficiency of traditional fertilizer increased the production costs and also accelerates environmental pollution. Besides, the traditional way of pesticide application is ineffective against targeted disease or pests. More and more deadly crop disease increased in the last 2 decades. And also, this intensive use of fertilizer and pesticides enhanced the residues in food and environment, which caused the food safety issue, environment pollution, and so on. So, facing all these challenges, we do believe our nanotechnology, even small, can have big impacts on our agriculture. Take smart nano delivery system, for example. This system holds the potential to maximize drug efficiency and minimize potential side effects by using nanoparticles and carrier to deliver effective compounds to the target site. And this system has been widely used in medicine field, for example, cancer therapy. So we are thinking about similar benefits can also obtain in our agriculture. We can use this system to deliver our agrochemicals such as fertilizer, pesticides, and herbicides to the target site. In this case, we can increase their using efficiency and at the same time, we can reduce the environmental pollution. But before we achieve this goal, we need to overcome 2 barriers. The first one is the nanoparticles need to be smaller enough because plant cells different from human cells. They have cell walls and these nanoparticles should be less than 30 nanometers, and then they can enter plant cell wall pores. And secondly, since agriculture belongs to food production system, so these nanoparticles should be readily biodegradable for food safety. So our group, we proposed the biodegradable and pH responsive nanoparticles and nano delivery system in plants. I want to take citrus, one of our target disease, citrus hualong bean, for example. Citrus hualong bean caused by psyllus is a destructive and fast spreading disease of citrus in the world. And it cannot be killed with conventional application methods. But using this system, we just thinking this, and we all know the psyllus like to reside in the phloem in the plants, and this site has a very high pH. It's different from other sites in the plants, so we can use biodegradable nanoparticles then loaded with our agrochemicals and then deliver it to plant cells, and these effective components can only release in the high pH site. So that's our thought. We use amino acid to make our nanoparticles because amino acid is organic compound and it is readily for biodegradable. And we also test these nanoparticles are antiphenic. We are thinking that it is applicable to delivery water-soluble nutrients like zinc and also lipid-soluble chemicals like pesticides and herbicides. And also these nanoparticles is a kind of pH responsive, and it can only release only in a high pH. We test its releasing efficiency, and we found that when pH is above 8, the release efficiency can up to 96%. And this offers us a good promise to achieve site-specific delivery in crop plants. And then we use two different plant cells, tobacco cells and grapefruit cells, to test its accessibility of nanoparticles to plant cells. We treated these cells with chimerin 6 loaded nanoparticles and cultured them for 4 hours. And each time interval, we centrifuged these cells and collected it. And then we rinsed these cells for 4 times, and then we suspended these cells in the fresh culture medium to use fluorescent microscope to determine its transportation and distribution in the plant cells. And we also resuspend another part of plant cells in DMSO. We want to quantitative the uptake. And our results for tobacco cells showed the nanoparticles are able to access to tobacco cells within 10 minutes. And also, the fluorescent bodies distributed in the cytoplasm. Actually, the similar results also obtained in grapefruit cells. We found that with increasing incubation time, the fluorescent became more intensive. And also, these fluorescent body possibly distributed in cytoplasm and nuclei. And then the time-dependent uptake of our nanoparticles showed that the fluorescent intensity increased with increasing incubation time in both two different plant cells. After we got the data, we also did some preliminary study on potential effects of our nanoparticles. We determined the nanoparticles effects on plant growth, and we used different concentration of nanoparticles to treat with the citrus seeds, and we found the nanoparticles have minimal effects on plant growth, even with just the concentration up to 200 ppm. And then we also determined the effects of nanoparticles on soil microorganisms by doing two experiments. One is plate coating, and another is soil respiration rate determination. And we found nanoparticles has no toxic effects on microbial growth and activity in two totally different soils. These soils is fossil and ASO. This is the two common soil in Florida. And with that, we can get the conclusion that our biodegradable and pH responsive nanoparticles and the smart nano delivery system in our agriculture, it holds the potential. When it can encapsulate the pesticides or nutrients to our plant, and also it can fast enter plant cells, and only release these effective compounds in flow where the pathogens reside and the nutrients can be transported to needed site. And also our nanoparticles delivery system has minimum effects on plant growth and soil microbial activity. Our work was in part supported by a grant from Citrus Research Board and also a scholarship from China Scholarship Council. And I also would like to say thanks to my supervisor, Dr. He, for his continuous support and our collaborations, Dr. Nis from USDA ERS, and also Dr. Shmarin and his team from Department of Chemistry in University of Florida. Thank you, this is my presentation. And I would like to take any questions you may have. Thank you.
Any questions?
Yes, please.
So I understand that why your nanoparticle needs to be degradable, but why does it need to be pH responsive?
Because, for example, if this nanoparticles is pH responsible, and then we can use these nanoparticles loaded with agrochemicals like fertilizer, pesticides, and herbicides to the target size. I took citrus hornbeam, for example. The bacteria cellulose reside in the phloem in the plants, and this site has a very high pH. And if these nanoparticles is pH responsive, and these nanoparticles can, you know, deliver the chemicals and only release these chemicals in the high pH site. This case, it can increase the using efficiency. Thank you. I hope you understand.
Yes, good.
Thank you. Any questions?
Any other questions?
Why did you choose tobacco and rum?
Yeah. Good question. Tobacco, because I read so many references, and they said, and tobacco is a very common sales, I think. It's easy to work out. At the beginning, we don't know whether it works in our grapefruit cells. So we use tobacco first, and we found that, oh, it works. And then we change to our target cells. Thank you. Please?
Well, how do you imagine what you're going to do with practical terms? How are you going to deliver this society into the or nuclear plant?
Yeah, good question. This is our future work. Actually, we think we can apply our nanoparticles in plants by at least three methods. We can spray the nanoparticles, on leaves, and also we can inject the nanoparticles directly to plants, and we can also apply these nanoparticles in soils, the medium. And then the plants can uptake it by, you know, evaporation or something. This is the energy. Thank you.
Any other questions? Okay, well, thank you very much.
Thank you.